how old were you when you joined Machrana Tua or Froga?
I was, get it right now, 13, 12 or 13 years of age when we joined up at Machrana at the time. And it was mainly for secondary school students. So, yeah, I went into the secondary school in 1970. So that was around 55, 54 years ago nearly. Yeah. And that's what age I was. Most of the people at the time, we would be the juniors in the Machrana.
Yeah.
We'd have been first year. You know?
Yeah. Where did the meetings take place?
The meetings took place actually in the secondary school. It's hard to imagine. At the time, there was a big long hall, and you met there every morning. And there was a prayer in the morning, so you had to be in there before nine. The meetings took place there on a Friday night, and that room was, that hall, we'll call it, that was divided into four classrooms then, because they pulled the partitions across. So that was where the meetings took place. And as I say, normally every Friday night or every second Friday night, you know.
Yeah. How long did they take?
You're testing my memory now. I would say about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You know, because it was kind of a social thing as well, more so than the meetings and what have you, you know. And I suppose early in the, when we started off, there wasn't a huge amount of structure in the meetings, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody talk about this, maybe half an hour later, they were still back, coming back, talking about the same thing. But yeah, about an hour and a half would be the start, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. What were they like?
They were good fun, thinking back on them, you know.
Yeah.
And as I say, I'm thinking back a long time. They were very good fun. Again, social, getting to meet other students and chat away to them and what have you. And it was a big thing, like, where you going down to the Machrana Tuatha meeting, you know.
Yeah.
And the other Machrana at the time was Machrana Fermo. And I think that's still going as well, Machrana Fermo, but as you know, later on, Machrana Tuatha became Foroika.
Yeah.
Back in the early 80s, I think, you know.
Yeah.
But the meetings were there for just for social thing and chatting people and whatever, you know.
Did you have like a committee, like?
Yeah. Like, had a committee. You had a chairman, secretary, and well, we didn't have a treasurer as such because we weren't collecting much money at the time, you know. But you would have a formal committee at the time, and we would have had three leaders would be very involved in it as well at the time. They would have in three leaders from the school.
Yeah, were there discos and other outings?
Not like today, if we head off to different places for Foroika discos. I can remember my own lads heading off to discos.
Yeah.
And but we wouldn't have had, the only time we'd ever go away, there might be what they call something in the hall here, in the parochial hall here.
Yeah.
And you'd have a hop. No, I don't know what the difference between a hop and a disco was. Discos we were allowed to go to on a Friday night, and a hop was on a Monday night.
Oh.
And but that'll be from up to 11 o'clock or whatever. Sometimes we try to stretch it. But, yeah, that'll be the kind of social side from it. Like, whereas now you go off places and you're organised because you have a huge amount of Foroika organisations in the county, you know.
Yeah.
And I often see them on the papers where you'd all be heading off for a disco or a night out or whatever. We didn't have that because there wasn't much transport. We didn't have mobile phones or anything at the time, you know. Well, now everything is at hand for you.
Like, was there many members? Like,
yeah, there would have been. I wouldn't know exactly how many members. Yeah, but there would have been, you know, 30, 40 members.
Yeah.
You know, and that could go down at some meetings, maybe to 20 or 25. But then again, other meetings. Depends on what was happening, if they were talking about organising a disco or something like that. No, it's not like today, the discos where you have all kinds of psychedelic lighting, you have all kinds of music, and you have this, that, and the other. It was totally different at the time, but we thought we were the bee's knees going to the disco, you know, here in the hall.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe a shilling to get in, which is 5p, it'll be about 10 cents now.
Yeah.
To get in. And that was a fundraiser, which we usually did it for some organisation or something at the time, you know.
What was your favourite thing about the club?
The favourite thing was just meeting everybody, just kind of a social socialize thing outside it,
yeah.
school.
Yeah.
Because we all met at school. And our social scenes are, at that time, you know, were totally different to what they are today, you know. And most of the social side, when we were that age growing up, were, apart from the Mochrane meetings on a Friday night, and they would be during school term, very few during the summer period. Mm. But the other ones were just, you just visited one another around houses and what have you, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What age were you when you finished Feroga?
Finished Feroga, it would have been maybe about 17, 16, 17. I was a young student. I had my Leaving Cert completed at 17. So, yeah, 17. People kind of finished up when you were in Leaving Cert.
Yeah, so it went from first year
first year to
Leaving Cert.
Leaving Cert, yeah.
Wow.
And that was 5 years then. I don't know how many years it is now in secondary school. It was six.
Yeah.
With the transition, there was no transition year when we were.
Oh, yeah.
When we were in school,
yeah,
you know.
We know that your club was the first Mayo Feroga club to ever win a citizenship award.
Yeah.
Like, were you involved with that project?
Yeah, yeah, I was involved with that project. There was a good team of people involved. Everybody got involved in it. And we did it at the time on tourism, to promote tourism in the Lewisburg, in the parish area, from here out to the Killery, you know.
Yeah,
and everybody got involved, but we had a core group of about 12, maybe 13 people involved with that. We did it. Nowadays, it'll be all done on PowerPoint, or maybe PowerPoint is old now. I don't know.
Yeah,
with computers, but then it was on huge big sheets, flip charts.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a couple of people who were brilliant at artistry and at the art classes in school, and they did all the drawings of the parish and different things. I think we had one of the things that sticks out in my mind, Visit Lewisburg, we have a beach for every day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the big promotional thing at the time, you know.
Yeah. Did it bring more tourists to the...
Well, the tourism, I suppose, was starting every place where everybody was trying to get a bit of, I suppose, more industry or tourism into the area at the time. And we'd say Lewisburg was totally different then compared to what it is now.
Mm.
I can remember when there was three or four cars on the street, that's all. Nobody had cars. You know, you weren't going away every weekend to do anything, you know. So you had your different, totally different social scene than you have today.
Yeah.
But we were trying to promote tourism to get people to come and visit the area, maybe create a few jobs, we say, and at the hotels. We had three hotels, we had two hotels, actually, four hotels. We had two in Lewisburg itself. We had one in Kildare and one at Old Ted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To try and promote the area, to get people to visit. And because people come and visit, people are working in the bars, the hotels, the restaurants or whatever, creating jobs for everybody, you know, for all students going to school to make a few bob.
Yeah.
For heading off for college, you know, because we live in a beautiful area and just to promote a job. Absolutely beautiful.
Were there other clubs in the area?
Yeah, but there are no young clubs in it as such.
Mm.
What's big and still is big today is the GA. GA was huge then, and, you know, you had all the underage football matches. Now it has expanded huge. And you have the ladies' Gaelic football. So the local club here is all-inclusive, so you have a huge group, you have huge numbers. When we were, I suppose, trying to play football, you didn't have any changing rooms or clubhouse or anything that. You were behind a ditch changing into the boots and socks. And the other big club at the time, the big organisation at the time, was involved with the Horseshoe Society.
Mm.
You know, and as kids, we all got involved in the Horseshoe Society because we brought up pulling weeds and putting up fences and whatever you were. We got a steward's badge for the day, which entitled us to go free into the dance here in the hall that night, which we were happy of. You know, we had Sea England clubs. There were the three main. We had Sea England club, and we had some people used to come here all the time and taught us how to. Everybody fished at the time, anyway. You know.
Yeah. Do you remember if there was any other Feroga like clubs in Mayo?
None springs to mind.
Yeah.
But there would have been a few, like, they would have come into us as well, but I just can't think of the name of them at the moment. But not like now, we'd say, with Feroiga, where you have a great amount of clubs, you know, nearly in every parish, and it's great, you know.
Yeah. Mm.
The only other thing we would have done, and I'm trying to think, was it through Mocra or was it through the school? We used to have debating competitions with, you know, there were mainly schools, with the other schools in Westport and what have you, Castlebar, stuff like that, you know.
Did you do, like, any, like, fundraisers or, like...
We did. To go back to the disco one was the funniest one. We used to run discos.
Yeah.
And at the time, they were beginning to do a job with in a school or a church. And we had a couple of great characters that begin to doing things electrically, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't blow up the hall a few times. But we were always allowed to have them if it was for a fundraiser for something in the, let it be the church or the school or whatever.
Yeah.
So we'd be involved a little bit in that. You'd have sponsored walks then again for something, but not too many at the time, you know, not too many.
Yeah. Can you think of any community project that is that was needed to do in Lewsburg?
In Lewsburg, yeah. Lewsburg was always great for organisations, organising this, that and the other. But it came to a stage, I think, where we had too many committees in Lewsburg. And you had some that, remember the Mayo County Council, just in, going back 30 years ago, saying, like, who do we deal with? Because you have different groups. But I think we say what Feroiga are doing is great, so the awareness they're bringing to a lot of things. And I think the other thing that will be very good too is Community Futures Group, because they're acting on behalf of the whole parish. And you have people from everywhere in the parish on that. And you have the Community Council, the council in Killeen as well, and in Lewsburg. And they're all getting together. And we have, as I say, we have a huge amount of great work here between the Order of Malta do fantastic work, you know, and it's all voluntary, and the people that work on that voluntary. And most of the organisations are all voluntary.
Yeah.
You know. So I think of the community, it's a great community. And when the chips are down, there's no community as good as the community and the parish, you know, Lewsburg and Killeen and where have you, to help out and everything, you know.
Like, what roles did you have?
Well, I don't know. I was just an ordinary member of the.
Yeah,
like. I was starting off, you know, and we would have taken most of our direction, we say, from the leaders we had as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So if something needed to be done, if we're planning some little organisation or some little project, you know, a gang of people, you know, to say, Andy, will you and you and you, you know, put your hand up and you'd. So we mainly took direction from the leaders, you know.
Yeah, because I know, like, in our club now, we'd have, like, a secretary and a chairperson and, like, all those roles.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you'd have those roles. Those roles were there as well.
Yeah.
And but I wasn't, and you hadn't any of those jobs. You know.
Yeah.
The job that I would hate anywhere is a secretary.
Yeah.
They do all the work. Treasurer has to mind the money, and the chairperson has the easiest job. Unless there's trouble.
What did you have to do to get the citizenship award?
Well, the main thing we did there was the actual project on promoting tourism in the area and just picking out the natural resources that were there and just highlighting them. And as I say, it was a different time. That's over 50 years ago. So, you know, you hadn't the type of presentations then than you would have now, where you'd be boom, 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 and all.
Were you just promoting the tourism, or is there other things that you had to do to get the award?
Everything that you could do in the parish, but it's kind of our project was to promote the parish as a tourist destination.
Oh yeah,
you know, and again, it was all. I remember at the time, some of the people in the art classes would help, and they would do. They were fantastic. There was one particular guy, PJ. And he was great and just putting all the stuff together, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we'd work in the evenings and nights and, excuse me, getting ready for it to be sent off to Dublin. I think it was sponsored by the ESB, National Citizenship Award at the time. So it was a great achievement for the club.
It was, yeah.
Especially for a small group like in Lewsburg, you know.
Yeah.
I know in our meetings now, we'd go in and we'd, like, have, like, a meeting and we'd, like, talk for maybe around 20 minutes. And then maybe we might do a game or something, and then we'd have a cup of tea and a few biscuits. Like, was that the same with you?
Much the same then, yeah. Much the same.
Yeah.
And I think later on, after the, I call it Feroiga now, the other organisation that was there at the time that was set up for scouts and what have you, know, in later years. But and that was much the same, you know, just get the kids in. And so you have great facilities here now.
Fantastic
facilities. But to praise the leaders as well. Yeah, but they're different times. You know?
It's great fun, so it is, and it's good for young people just to do something if they don't have anything for doing.
Yeah. I think it's great for young people as well, just to get out and meet one another. And, you know, you always know somebody who hasn't mixed with people because they're maybe that bit shyer. And I suppose one of the things, responsible things for people is when they go out, to include everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I can remember one or two in the Mochran Associate, they'd come, but to get them involved in something, you know, just to get them out of their shell, as we call it, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the great thing about the great thing about youth clubs and whatever, gets people involved in everything.
Does.
So thanks for coming, Andy.
Not at all.
Really nice talking to you.
Great talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Not at all. All the best.